Captain, I have this report for you, and I thought I'd just mention it on the phone in case you wanted to question me on anything. Right 195.
Mm.
Not we just balanced off for 2 days here.
Mm.
Estimated Republicans right at this point 8. Right question mark Democrats 8. Question mark Democrats 14. Wrong Democrats 29. Wrong question mark Democrats 4. Mm. Our targets, which we have selected on the Democratic side, that includes right question marks, and a selected wrong question mark. We have 24 targets from 10 states. And the states are Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Michigan, Missouri, one in New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Texas, and Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And I have this for you with the names of the targets, and I'll just send it along in the normal channel. But I will say that, damn it all, after 2 days, I couldn't quite believe it. In fact, I had Desitel count it again because I said, hell, I had 195 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just hard plugging. Now, the 8 Republicans that we're counting, that they look reasonably good, and there are some additional Republicans that they're
Jackson
claiming.
Jackson told me that Haddock told him yesterday that he had a speed and going to beat us good.
Yeah, well,
and
Haddock,
he's putting all of his stack in on it because said the CIO would come out in his district and try to defeat him.
Yeah.
And that they were the ones behind all this.
No question about it. Haddock, different people on the Hill have told me they've never seen Haddock so aroused. Freeling Heisen is betting that we will not get a single New Jersey Republican, and he may be right. We can't count one now. I would think that maybe Cahill from New Jersey, just because of the kind of a cat he is our only hope, and we probably won't get him because Freeling Heisen says, listen, I put it on my people from New Jersey, this is personal. Anybody boasts about it against me, they might as well just publicly slap me in the face. So I think that we'll get frozen pretty good in New Jersey, that we have this these few shots in Pennsylvania, we have the 3 to 4 the outside in New York, and maybe one somewhere else, and we right now don't count any Republicans in Massachusetts in spite of all the reports we're getting. We're not counting Seibel in Connecticut in spite of people saying, well, he sounds pretty good. Not one of those guys has yet sounded on the line. So we're in a struggle. We're really in one, but so be it. At least we've done the damn preliminary work and know where we are and know the targets and know what the problem is.
Who can we get that can touch Republicans in Massachusetts and Connecticut and so on?
The on the Republicans of Massachusetts and Connecticut, we just have to leave it up to the labor people because a guy like Conde or a guy like Morse, they do have a fair amount of labor in their districts. They do throw a vote to us, particularly Brad Morse, from time to time to try and keep in balance, and we'll keep the pressure on them. Seibel has got a real problem in Connecticut. I rather suspect that before we're through with him from labor in Connecticut, he'll come aboard. He hates like hell, too. Charlie has told him that, by God, anybody that votes for this bill is not a member of the Republican Party.
Mm.
Period.
Mm.
And he's got, as you know, the Charlie with the purse strings up there at this point. The boys are all looking for their 5,000 plus. And he hands it out personally, so, you know, that's where we are, but what the hell. You've had 32 years of fights. I haven't had many, and I think we both enjoy them a little bit.
How many are out on a normal vote? 20?
Pardon?
How many will be out on a normal vote on Friday afternoon?
I would say 20. I would think that I said to my boys at the meeting this morning, I think 210 present in voting will do it for us. Henry kind of felt, he said, well, God, with the spotlight on this thing and coming close to the end of the session, he said, you might wind up with a 425 present. I think around 420 in that vicinity, 415 even. We may get some walks, you know. We haven't gotten to that point yet. We'll start working on that now. Just see if a fellow has finally said he can't go. Let's see if we can sell him on a walk or something. And if we do, as I told you, we have these Tennesseans counted in this. So we've got to be damn careful on that. And
have you talked to Siegenthaler or any of them to get them, have their man back here?
No. Say, what we're doing is checking each one of them individually, and I didn't want to prematurely talk too much about the plane we have down there. It's going to make two stops down there, and I think we better handle that directly.
Mm-hmm. What about Ross Bass? Is he given an indication he'll come?
Ross is just, his only indication now is that he's going toward the last mile in his primary, and he hasn't, he won't talk about anything else.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel unless Ross jumps off a bridge or something, we can wrestle him out of that plane. It's going to take a little doing, but the two that Fats is concerned about are Ross and, well, he's concerned about Cliff Davis doing a little celebrating if things work out all right for him. And, of course, Joe Evans won't fly. Now, the way we've left it, Fats Everett has assured me that if he has to physically hand wrestle him in, he's going to get him in that plane somehow. Because, see, that plane will leave approximately, I think it's 5 o'clock Friday morning. I've got Claude doing that, and we're trying to keep it under the rug as best we can, but we're going to have to take a little gamble here, and I know you don't mind that.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll stay with that because, hell, you know, we just have to get them back.
Yeah, and I'll try to spend tomorrow's a bad day to do it, but should I wait till the last minute, or should I go on before they get committed and try to do that? We really got to get after these folks.
I hate like hell, to be honest with you. Why don't we do this? If you have 5 minutes in the morning at some point, why don't we go over this target list and be very careful about... I hate to move you in this early because, damn it all, then we read about it in the newspapers. Yeah. And then these guys all figure that they'll get a piece of it.
Yeah.
I know McCormick was on me this afternoon. You know, he started, what the hell, we've gone through this before. Now the president can... He'll be getting into this, and I said, listen, I'm reviewing it, Mr. Speaker, the president, every hour on the hour, he's fully aware of the situation, but God, you know what I've done in the past. I've tried to sweat until as close as we could get to it safely and then have you move in and try and protect you. My God, I hate to... But maybe what we ought to do in the morning is look over these names, and perhaps you might want to pick a half a dozen that you feel you could... work with at this early stage.
Shriver seen you today?
I have not seen Shriver today. I had this 11 o'clock meeting this morning. He wasn't present at the meeting, and I asked McCarthy about him, and he said he was on the Hill. And I haven't talked to him today. He hasn't called me.
Hmm.
Now, he did have some meetings on the Hill, and I just don't know.
Hmm. Well, he's going to be at Hinesport tomorrow, he said, so...
Well, that's... All right, no comment.
Thank you, my friend. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, thanks, brother.